Welcome back to A-Plus English, everyone. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, we're talking about Roxy and Shia.
Yes, we are.
They're back in time
again. Yes, they are.
They're way back in 1963.
Ah, good old 1963. I remember it well.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, they're in the U.S. They're in a state, or in a place called Washington, D.C. It's not really a state. And they see many people holding signs about civil rights. And they're waiting for someone to come speak to them.
That's right. Not really knowing what was going on, they asked a very nice young lady, what's going on? And basically, she explained to them that this was the March on Washington. Yes, it was August 1963. And they're there mainly because Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the great civil rights leader, was going to speak. And there were hundreds of thousands of people out there waiting for him to give a speech to all of these people. Right at the end of yesterday's story, we saw that they were trying to move closer to where he was going to be speaking. I think he was on the steps right in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and they were going to try to get closer because this was going to be a very important and very interesting speech.
All right, well, let's find out more about it today.
Time travel. Meeting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Roxy and Shia listen to Dr. King speak.
I have a dream.
The people cheer.
What did Dr. King just say?
He hopes that black children and white children will join hands as sisters and brothers.
The people really like him. I hope we can talk to Dr. King.
Dr. King begins to walk away.
Dr. King, can we talk to you?
Yes, of course.
How do you help get more civil rights for black people?
We protest to get civil rights, but we don't use violence. I believe one day people of every color will sing, "We are free at last."
What else can you tell us?
People should love each other. We can't fix problems with hate.
Thank you, Dr. King. Goodbye.
Word power.
Cheer. Cheer. People cheered when the president finished her speech. People cheered when the president finished her speech. Sing, 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 sung. Jennifer can sing beautifully. Her dream is to become a singer. Jennifer can sing beautifully. Her dream is to become a singer. Free, free. Students are free to wear their own clothes to school every Wednesday. Students are free to wear their own clothes to school every Wednesday. Problem, problem. You are 18 now. You need to learn to solve problems by yourself. You are 18 now. You need to learn to solve problems by yourself.
All right, so as the article begins, we have our little sentence to set up the action. Let us know what's going on. It says, Roxy and Shia listen to Dr. King speak. So the speech has started.
Okay, well, a lot of people know what happens in this speech.
It's what a famous speech.
It is a very famous speech. And here we see one of the lines that Dr. King says in this speech. He says, I have a dream.
That's right. It's kind of called the I Have a Dream speech.
It is.
He spoke about how he dreamed of young children playing together, no matter the color of their skin, mm-hmm. how people will be judged by the content of their character mm-hmm. and not the color of their skin. So he dreamed of basically a world where black and white people lived in peace and harmony and right. everyone just treated each other fairly. So the people loved to hear this. It was mm-hmm. an amazing speech. It actually gives you goosebumps when you listen to it.
It's a very good speech.
We next read that the people cheer. When Ooh. People cheer, they go... because they really, really like something, right. all right? To cheer, it's a word for us today we should look at. It's spelled C-H-E-E-R, C-H-E-E-R, cheer. As I mentioned earlier, cheer is a verb. It's a regular verb, so you can just put an E-D on the end when you're talking about someone cheered for something. Yes, it is a verb. It can also be a noun, but in either case, it's about a lot of people raising their voice, yelling, screaming, shouting out words because they're very happy, because they're trying to encourage someone. People cheer when they're at a big sports event. They cheer when their favorite star walks out on stage to begin a concert. They cheer for someone when they win a trophy or something like that. And when we hear that noise, we can say, I walked by the soccer stadium and I heard a loud cheer. I heard the sound of people cheering. For example, we could say people cheered when the president finished her speech. People cheered when the president finished her speech.
Okay, so Roxy, she's maybe she's not even listening really closely.
It was probably hard to hear everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
so
cheering.
So many people there, yeah.
And she asks, what did Dr. King just say?
Well,
hopefully Shia will explain
that's
it to
right.
her.
Shia, maybe it was Roxy was looking around, where can I buy the popcorn, or where's the washroom, or something. Anyway, Shia, though, he was paying attention, mm-hmm. and he says, yes, here's a good little way of wrapping up what he said in mm-hmm. some of the speech. He hopes that black children and white children will join hands as sisters and brothers.
Yes.
There you go. They will live in peace together, mm-hmm. but one way of symbolizing peace is to join hands,
yes.
right? You don't mm-hmm. hold hands with your enemies. You don't hold hands with people you don't really like. You hold hands with your friends, with mm-hmm. people you love, with people you trust, with people you're very comfortable being around. So
right.
that was the idea, not actually joining hands, mm-hmm. but living together in peace and happiness.
Right. Okay, so Roxy, she's kind of looking around now to all of these people. Mm. She says that, well, the people really like him.
They really liked him.
Yeah, and everyone's cheering, everyone's happy. This is a great speech. She also says, I hope we can talk to Dr. King.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just then, of course, mm-hmm. the speech is over. So Dr. King's done his work for the day. It says mm-hmm. Dr. King begins to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, heading off to wherever right. Dr. King hangs out after a big speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roxy, though, she's very brave.
Ooh.
She sort of shouts out to him or says to him.
Yeah, she says, Dr. King! Now, she has to shout really loud.
I'm
not going to do that here. But can we talk to you?
Oh, my gosh, I wouldn't be so brave.
But she is brave.
Amazingly, Dr. Mm-hmm. King hears her. He probably sees this young person there. Of course, he wants to talk to the young people especially. And being a very nice man, he says, yes, of course.
Mm.
Yeah, sure.
Wow,
what
love
do you want
to talk
to about?
You. Right. Okay, so Roxy has a really important question here. She says, how do you help get more civil rights for black people? Good question.
Yeah, this is like, what was the secret to your success?
Yeah.
What was your method to
right.
try to do this?
What do you do when you lead?
That's right.
Yeah.
How do you lead people in this very important protest?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. King says, we protest to get civil rights, but... and this is the important part,
mm-hmm.
we don't use violence.
Ooh,
there you go. That
okay.
was something Dr. King learned from Gandhi, of course,
mm-hmm.
who freed India from the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They protested. They said, we're not happy. We want change. This is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we do when we protest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't use violence.
There you
now,
go.
Violence is a noun, and violence is actually actions that can hurt or kill people, and not just people, animals, plants, anything that's living.
Mm-hmm.
When you use violence, you hurt those things. Sometimes you even kill those things.
Punching, kicking,
attacking,
right. shooting, mm-hmm. anything like that that's
right.
going to hurt someone using physical means, that would be definitely violence.
Right. Now, here's a good example of violence. The parents taught their children to solve problems by talking, not using violence. Use your words, not your body, to to hurt.
There
no,
you
not
go.
Don't hurt at all.
Don't hurt people at all. There you go. So the idea here was, of course, you can go out, you can march, but if someone gets mad at you, you don't fight back.
Right.
You show them that you're setting a better example. As Michelle Obama says, when they go low, you go high.
Exactly.
Right? You don't go down to using violence because that just creates more violence. And then he adds, I believe one day people of every color will sing, We Are Free at Last.
Mm.
Wow, that's a line from one of his later speeches.
Yeah, I think
already thinking of stuff there. Anyway, so he talked about people of color. Of course, color is what we talk about when we talk about red and blue and purple and green and yellow. When we talk about people of color, we're basically talking about white people, brown people, black people, people from different cultures, different races, different parts of the world. So basically, he's just saying, you know, let's treat people as people and not look at the outside surface of their skin, but at who they really are in their heart and their minds.
Right. Now, he also said he hopes that people will sing, We Are Free at Last. Mm. Now, sing here is a verb. It's spelled S-I-N-G, sing. We can use it in different ways depending on the tense. You could say sing, sang, or even sung.
Mm.
Let's learn more about it now. We're talking about the verb sing. Now, when you sing, you use your voice to make musical sounds, often by singing a song. Here's an example. Jennifer can sing beautifully. Her dream is to become a singer. Jennifer can sing beautifully. Her dream is to become a singer. Of course, this word singer is a person who sings. What are they singing?
They're singing that they are free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty they're free at last. If you're free, this is an adjective that basically means there's nothing to stop you. There's nothing holding you back. You have every right, every bit of independence to do whatever the heck you want to do. And in parts of the world where people weren't free, that's a very important thing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's an adjective. It's spelled F-R-E-E, F-R-E-E, free. So yeah, basically, when you are free, you are your own boss. You can do whatever you want. Now, if you break the law and go to jail, you might not be free. Of course, the rules and laws that we have mean we're not free to do anything. You can't go around killing people and taking their stuff. You're not free to do that. But what Martin Luther King was talking about, what civil rights is talking about, is that if everyone follows the basic rules of the country, no matter if they're tall, short, black, white, male, female, they can do what all the other people can do. They're free in that country, in that society. For example, we could say students are free to wear their own clothes to school every Wednesday. Students are free to wear their own clothes to school every Wednesday. The normal rules about clothes, we don't follow those on Wednesday. Wear whatever you want. That's why every Wednesday I go to school in my panda costume.
That's a good thing to wear to school.
I like it.
Okay, well, Shia is not finished with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
He has another question. He says, what else can you tell us? I want more.
All right, Dr. King's got a great bit of advice here. People should love each other.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Love each other. When we're talking about each other, that means from one person back to that person and from that back person over to the other person. Basically, love each other, be kind to each other, listen to each other. So it's not just on one side, it's on both sides.
Right, and he's not finished. He has a lot of wisdom. He
says, boy.
We can't fix problems with hate.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. So, like, let's look at this word problem first. Mm-hmm. It's spelled P-R-O-B-L-E-M, problem. It's a noun, and we're going to talk about it now. A problem is something that is difficult to deal with, something you have to fix because it's not right or it's bad. So there, you can have problems in class. Maybe you don't get along with one of your classmates and you start fighting and the teacher has to help you fix this problem. Here's another example. You are 18 now. You need to learn to solve problems by yourself. Let's say it one more time. You are 18 now. You need to learn to solve problems by yourself. Okay, and of course, we know that it's very difficult to fix problems with hate.
That's right. Hate, here it's the noun. Of course, it's the opposite of love. If you treat everyone with love, you treat everyone with kindness, with generosity, with understanding. If it's with hate, you're like, I don't like you. I don't even know you, but I don't like you. That's the kind of bad feelings that, of course, will create more problems, because no one likes hate. Hate's never built anything good except tanks and bombs and wars, and those are always not the best way to solve things,
right,
for sure.
Okay, well, Roxy and Shia, they've learned a lot today from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and so they both say to him, thank you, Dr. King, goodbye. All right, so that, I think...
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They got some FaceTime with Dr. King.
Yeah, and, you know, like, that's a pretty cool thing to do. He was a really busy man.
Yep.
He was a very popular man.
Yep.
He did a lot during that time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even though it was back in 1963, if you ever get a chance to read his speech from that day, or even better, watch it with a translation or whatever, it's still really true today, not just in America, but in many other parts of the world.
That's true. Treat
people based on who they are, not based on how they look.
Right. All right. Well, we are going to finish up today. We have a magic box to learn about first, and then we're going to go to review time.
Magic box! 找亮点!
But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Oh! Hi, 大家好，我是 Emily。刚刚呢，我在听 Michael Jackson 的歌《Black or White》呢。咦，刚好跟我们今天 Magic Box 要教大家的东西差不多，也就是我刚刚所说的 Black and White。聪明的你呢，想必已经猜到啦，这两个颜色可不只是单纯的颜色而已，也有一指肤色的意涵在。那在 Michael Jackson 那首歌里呢，就是在讲 White 白人和 Black。黑人，那课文里面的 Martin Luther King 他说到呢 People of every color Wilson, we are free at last 的时候呢，他其实呢就是在说各色的人种最终都会获得自由。那 color 这个字呢，意思就是肤色、种族。例如呢，我们可以说 No one should be treated differently because of their skin colors. No one should be treated differently because of their skin colors.没有人呢应该因为他们的肤色而受到差别待遇。那其实呢 ,color 除了我们所讲的颜色、肤色以外呢，还可以用来讲脸上的气色。像我最近的大病初愈，好朋友看到我就说 ,You look so much better today, you've got a bit of color now. You look so much better today, you've got a bit of color now. 你今天呢看起来真的好多了，现在呢脸色比较红润一点了。那注意呢，这里的 color 是不可数的哦，用来讲脸上那个红红的颜色。那相对呢，脸色惨白就可以用以下的形容方式 The color drained from my father's face as he heard the bad news. The color drained from my father's face as he heard the bad news. 我爸呢，他在听到坏消息的当下，脸唰的一下惨白了。那测验时间咯，你也不要脸色跟着惨白啦。小小的脑筋急转弯，色盲的英文呢是 colorblind 嘛。那这句话 love is colorblind, 你会怎么用中文解释呢？
The answer is, 爱不分肤色。你脑筋转得够快吗？你有答对吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. We are going to do a fill in the blank activity.
Okay.
Okay. And Mike,
yes.
he's been asking me to sing. Probably not going to
sing.
Maybe Mike will sing for us though.
If I get all four of them right, will you sing a song
for
us?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, well then, what motivation do I have?
Well, maybe I'll clap for you.
Great.
Okay, here's number one.
Yes.
Joe has a nice voice.
Like you.
But he doesn't blank for other people because he's shy.
Like you. Joe has a nice voice, but he doesn't cheer for other people Now, that doesn't make any sense. You don't have to be brave to cheer. Mm-hmm. He has a nice voice, but he doesn't sing for other people because he's shy.
Maybe we should have said Aaron instead
like
of
Joe. Like Aaron. He's shy like, is Joe your brother?
No.
Or something like that? Oh, well, you and Joe should make a band, and then you'll have to sing.
No one will come to listen to us.
I will. All right. Number two.
Number two, if you have any blank, I can help you fix them.
If I have any blank, you can help me fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fix is something you do when there's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Could it be problem or could it be flat tire?
One of them fits better. Which
problem.
One? Problem. Actually, this one fits better with problems.
That's true, because you said any problem.
Right.
She didn't say if you have a problem. She said any, so many. Actually, I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I really need to hear you sing.
Nope.
Duh, you said you'd fix my problem. All right.
Okay, number three. Our team got a point, so we blank.
Sing.
No.
Yeah, soccer fans.
Maybe they
sing. In soccer games, when they're, they sing.
If they're not singing, what are they doing?
Well, their singing actually is a way for them to cheer.
Yes.
In soccer, they cheer by singing, but not in other sports.
Okay, now we used it in past tense, so what would we say?
Oh, our team got a point, so we cheered.
Right, okay.
ED.
Last one. Number four. Stephanie spent 2 years in jail.
Oh my gosh.
But now she's blank.
A singer. No?
No.
Now she's cheering. I'm out of jail.
She probably did a little cheer.
But now she is. So that might be an adjective too. Now she's free.
That's right.
She wasn't free. There you go. What did she do?
Oh, I don't know.
She probably refused to sing.
Maybe.
I think you can go to jail for that.
I don't think so.
No? At a KTV you could.
All right. Well, we are done for today. So we're going to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Be nice to each other.
Time travel. Meeting Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Roxy and Shia listen to Dr. King speak.
I have a dream.
The people cheer.
What did Dr. King just say?
He hopes that black children and white children will join hands as sisters and brothers.
The people really like him. I hope we can talk to Dr. King.
Dr. King begins to walk away.
Dr. King, can we talk to you?
Yes, of course.
How do you help get more civil rights for black people?
We protest to get civil rights, but we don't use violence. I believe one day people of every color will sing, "We are free at last."
What else can you tell us?
People should love each other. We can't fix problems with hate.
Thank you, Dr. King. Goodbye.
Cheer. Cheer. People cheered when the president finished her speech. People cheered when the president finished her speech. Sing, 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 sang, sung. Jennifer can sing beautifully. Her dream is to become a singer. Jennifer can sing beautifully. Her dream is to become a singer. Free, free. Students are free to wear their own clothes to school every Wednesday. Students are free to wear their own clothes to school every Wednesday. Problem, problem. You are 18 now. You need to learn to solve problems by yourself. You are 18 now. You need to learn to solve problems by yourself.